Now we're going to talk to Mike in New York, who's having an exhaust fan issue. What happened?
I thought it was just a filter, and that the filter may be clogged. This is a house that...
Where is the fan?
It's the exhaust fan over the stove.
Okay.
And when I took the filter out, discovered that the exhaust fan goes nowhere.
Well, it's a recycling fan.
Yeah, so that's why it wasn't exhausting.
Yeah, see, that solves the problem.
If I lay the ductwork in there, does it hit? Can I put just a 90-degree turn after the fan, or do I have to do this gradually with a curve or a couple of 45s?
Well, it's a good question. Every 90-degree turn in ductwork has the resistance equal to about 20 feet of straight duct.
Wow. So can you put a fan inside the ductwork
The fan might be strong enough, and if it's a kitchen exhaust fan that's designed to be ducted, the fan's going to be a little stronger than the kind that are not designed to be ducted. I hope you're not thinking about using the same one, because you probably can't. You probably want to get a new one.
Well, I wasn't thinking of that, but if that's what I have to do, that's what I have to do.
Yeah, I would. And you want to try to put in as few turns as you possibly can. So just good duct design would involve you putting in as few bends into that run as you can, so you get the hot air out as quickly as possible.
Okay, I was only anticipating one 90-degree turn, but am I better off with a curved ductwork or maybe a couple of 45 bends?
Well, if you got the room, go with 2 45s. Yeah, less resistance. You know, if you only got to put 190 in and that's just going to get you right out, then go ahead and do it. But just in general, the less the fewer the turns, the better.
Okay, great. That's what I needed to know then.
All right, Mike, good luck with that. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.